这个星期三的晚上啊，有家庭聚会。
This past Wednesday night, we had a family service.
那星期三晚上家庭聚会，最主要是查考诗篇的一百一十九篇。
And in our family service, we mainly focus on Psalm 119.
那我们都知道诗篇一百一十九篇啊，是全圣经啊最长的啊一章。
And we know that Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible.
啊，总共有一百七十六节。
It has 176 verses.
那主持的弟兄啊，要大家啊一起念一遍，从第一节到一百七十六节。
And the brother who is hosting the service wants everyone to read from verse 1 to 176.
啊，大家觉得很不可思议。
And everyone felt it was very incredulous.
啊，都认为啊，这么一念来，大概要花一个小时才能够念得完。
And they felt that they may need to spend a whole hour to read this this chapter.
因为主持的弟兄他说他花了三天时间才把它念完。
And because the brother who hosted the service said that he spent 3 days to finish reading it.
那结果感谢主啊，二十几分钟就念完了。
And we thank the Lord that we finished reading the entire chapter in only 27 minutes.
所以我们有些时候觉得很困难，其实做了以后才会发现，也不是那么困难呢。
And so sometimes you may find something that's seemingly difficult, but after you do it, it's not that as difficult.
所以从头念，从头到尾啊，念一遍。
And so we read from the beginning to the end.
那在念的当中，大家就会发现，里面有些词句、有些生句啊，是很不错的。
And so in reading it, we find that there are some verses that are very good.
尤其啊，是重复的字眼。
And especially some of the words that have been repeated.
那我就看到一些经节了，重复的经节啊，我们作为今天互相勉励。
And I saw some verses are repeated, and I would like to use as our mutual encouragement today.
好，我们来看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇三十四节。
Psalm 119, verse 34.
三十四。
Verse 34.
求你赐我悟性，我便遵守您的律法，且要一心的遵守。
And give me understanding, I will keep your law and obey with all my heart.
大家请看七十三节。
Let's read verse 73.
您的手制造我，建立我，求你使我悟性，可以学习您的命令。
Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands.
所以第二次啊提到这个悟性。
And here it talks about understanding a second time.
大家请看一百二十五节。
Let's read verse 125.
我是您的仆人，求你赐我悟性，使我得知你的法度。
I'm your servant, give me the sermon that I may understand your statutes.
也是悟性。
And here, understand again.
那再请看一百四十四节。
Let's also read verse 144.
您的法度永远是公义的，求你赐我悟性，我就活了。
Your statutes are forever right, give me understanding that I may live.
那请看一百六十九节。
Let's also read verse 169.
主啊，愿我的呼吁啊达到您的面前，照您的话使我悟性。
May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word.
所以这里一直提到悟性。
And so here it talks about understanding repeatedly.
那当然，一百十九篇呢，大家会看到啊，在谈神的律法。
And in Psalm 119, we see that it talks about the law of God.
那神的律法有很多各种不同的名称。
And the law of God has many different representations.
啊，那简单说就是神的话。
And that is, simply speaking, this is the words of God.
那提到神的话有很多的好处。
And there are many benefits to the words of God.
但是作者啊，他为什么能够明白神的话？
But why is it that the author here can understand the words of God?
那明白了以后，他乐意啊去遵守。
And after he understood it, he was willing to obey it.
所以最要一个关键啊，最主要一个关键就是悟性。
The most important factor here is understanding.
那只要是没有悟性的话，他就不能够明白神的话。
And if without understanding, he will not know the words of God.
因为虽然是看啊，他可能是有读过书啊，有受过教育，但是看是看啊，不能够明白的。
And so he may be educated, he may read the words, but he may not understand it.
那不能够明白，就不能够乐在其中啊。
And if you can't understand it, then you can't find joy within it.
啊，所以他就求神啊，赐给他悟性。这个悟性对他来讲是很重要的。
And so he asked God to give him understanding, which is very important to him.
那悟性对我们来说也是很重要。
And understanding to us is also very important.
我们在学校读书啊。
When we're studying in school,
啊，上班，
or when we're at our work,
啊，自己做事业，
or we have our own business,
还是在家庭啊，当家庭主妇，在家里面整理家庭，
or if you're a homemaker taking care of the home,
我们都是需要悟性。
We all need understanding.
那什么叫悟性呢？
And what is understanding?
那按照中文的了解，按照中文的解释，就是自己，了解自己的心性感觉。
And understanding is to know yourself and your feelings.
就了解自己的感觉啊。
And to know your own feelings.
感觉自己不懂啊，就会用心学习，用心的观察。
And if you feel you're different, then you will study and to observe.
那就是感觉不知道自己的不足啊，不知道自己的不足，他就会起骄傲啊。
And if you don't know your own shortcomings, then you will become proud.
那他就不需要神了。
Then they will not need God.
因为他以为啊，他知道了。
Because they believe that they know.
他以为他已经可以的。
They believe that they are able.
好像亚当夏娃就是缺少悟性。
And Adam and Eve lacked understanding.
因为他不知道当时是已经处在一个迷惑当中。
Because they did not understand that they were disillusioned.
受了迷惑，他们还不知道。
And they were disillusioned, but they did not know.
所以后来就听从那蛇，就是撒旦的诡计。
And so they followed the scheme of the serpent.
就听从他的指引呢。
And they followed his temptation.
然后就一步一步的陷下去。
And they took one a step at a time and fell.
所以我们今天为什么很多人受骗
？So why is it that many people are deceived？
那受骗的人呢，一开始就是能够取得对方的信任呢。骗人的人哈，一开始就是取得对方的信任。
And the one who deceives in the beginning, they will need to gain our trust.
然后一步一步带领他们的想法，带领他们的做法。
And one step at a time, they will guide their ways and their thinkings.
后来把钱都骗走了。
And then they will deceive you of your wealth.
要骗走了以后才醒过来呀。
And after you've been deceived, then you will come. You will be awakened.
醒过来已经太迟了。
And after you have awakened, it's already too late.
所以我们知道悟性对我们来讲是非常非常重要的。
And so we know that understanding to us is very important.
所以一个人一开始就知道，哎，这个是迷惑。
And if a person can understand from the beginning that this is a deception,
马上电话挂断。
Then they will hang up the phone.
马上切断交通。
And they will cut off the communication.
不给他任何一个机会。
It will not give him opportunity.
拒绝跟他往来。
And they will refuse to interact with them.
这样子就能够保平安呢。
And then we can keep our peace.
所以亚当夏娃就是缺乏悟性。
And so Adam and Eve lacked understanding.
好，那这个悟性啊 ，understanding， 按照中文的字典解释啊。
And understanding according to the Chinese dictionary.
就是一个人明白一件事情的心路历程。
And that is a person who understands how something comes about.
所以这是一个 mental process， 这是一个心路啊，心理的一个过程啊。
And so this is a mental process.
那也是让个人的解读啊 ，personal interpretation.
And it is also our personal interpretation.
好像对一件事情呢，我有我的看法，你有你的看法。
And for example, with the same event, we may have different interpretations. 但
每一个人对这件事情的解读呢，都不一样。
Everyone interprets the same event differently.
那也就是说，每个人对这件事情的悟性啊，了解都不一样。
And that is, everyone will have a different understanding of the same event.
有的人看一样事情啊，只是看得很表面。
And some people may look at an event only on the surface.
啊，比如说一个人啊，他觉得很累啊。
And for example, a person may feel tired.
啊，他这样子走路啊，都摇摇晃晃啊。
And he is shaky when he walks.
那假设只是看表面。
And if you only look at the surface,
哎，走路啊，这样摇摇晃晃，我就说啊，这个人走路摇摇晃晃。
And if you only look at the surface, you would say this person is shaky when he walks.
可是领悟力很强的人啊，不止于这一个，他还说，哎，这个人啊。不是吸毒啊，就是昨天晚上睡不好了，还是怎么？他有压力啊，还是他昨天跟太太吵架了
？And a person with strong understanding may further interpret this as this person may be under the influence or he's tired.
所以他会想得很深。
And so this person may think very deeply.
这个就是一个人悟性他比较强。
And this is a person with a deeper understanding.
所以悟性可以被解释为一个理解力啊。
And so understanding can also be defined as the skill of interpretation.
也可以指的比较简单哈，比较皮毛、比较表面的理解。
And it is a very superficial interpretation.
但是呢，也可以指着很复杂，对事情很复杂、全面而且深入的明白这个内在的性质啊，为什么他会这样子啊？他想得很深呢。
It may be a very complex interpretation where he thinks about many different things.
这个就是悟性很强。
And this is a person with a strong understanding.
那悟性呢？当然我们讲过有粗浅呢，啊，有的比较粗浅，有比较深。
And so understanding could be very superficial or it could be very deep.
啊，比如说我们在学习英文哈。
For example, when we learn English,
我们在表面上都知道，大家都说我懂英文呢。
On the surface, we may all say we can understand English.
那其实英文呢，你要全部理解，要讲得好，也是不容易的。
But it is very difficult to have an understanding of English and to be good at it.
你这个字的用法，在这个字要在什么场合用比较恰当
？And how do you use a certain word under what conditions？
时态有时态的这个讲法 ，tense。说现在、过去、未来，这个用法都不一样的。
Oh, there's a different tenses within the English grammar.
所以这个是有一个不一样的理解。
And so we have different understanding.
那我们来看这个《申命记》哈。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记二十八章四十九节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 49.
申命记二十八章四十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 49。
主要从远方的地极啊，带一国的民啊，如鹰啊飞来攻击你。这边的言语啊，你不懂。
And the Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, like the eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand.
当时以色列百姓啊，他们假若不服从神的命令。
And at that time, the Israelites would not obey God's words.
不敬拜神，反而去敬拜那些假神。
And they don't worship the Lord, and they worship the false gods.
那这样子的神就会带敌人呢来攻击以色列地。
Then God will bring the enemy against the Israelites.
这些敌人不是从内部出来的，是从外来的。
And these enemies do not come within, but they come from the outside.
啊，从其他国家来，所以其他国家语言啊，他们听不懂啊。
They come from another nation, so they will not understand their language.
哦，所以这是很肯定的，他们完全不明白，因为没有学过。
And so this is very absolute that they do not understand these language because they have never learned it.
啊，可是呢，假设能够明白
，But if they can understand this,
那也有。深浅不一样程度的明白。
And they may have different levels of understanding.
我们请看尼希米记。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章第二节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 2.
第八章第二节。
Chapter 8 verse 2.
七月初一日啊，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前啊，叫这听了能够明白。
And here is the men and women who are able to understand.
啊，他们真的能够明白吗？只是大略他们练了以后呢，知道在讲什么啊。
And can they truly understand? They may only know what he was talking about.
啊，比如说我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我现在是讲中文啊，您听得懂中文的话啊，你就明白我在讲什么话。
And for example, the brothers and sisters here may understand Chinese and the Chinese speaker.
因为这是你的母语呀。
Because this is your native language.
那只要是听英文的人啊，透过翻译，你也知道他在讲什么。
And those who understand English through the interpreter, they can understand the English.
但是我所讲的内容啊，这不一定每一个人都能够明白呀。
But the content in which I speak may not be understood by everyone.
这个比较深入的悟性理解力。
This requires a deeper understanding.
我们再来请看。这个第三节哈
，Let's read verse three。
在水门前的宽阔处啊，从清早到向午啊，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法，众民呢都侧耳而听。再请看第八节
，Let's also read verse eight。
那他们清清楚楚的念神的律法书啊，讲明。意思使百姓明白所念的，你看这边不是说每一个人都听了以后都能够明白啊，所以祭司哈，第八节这个他们呢是指着第七节那叫祭司们啊， 再把以斯拉他所念的呢再重复一次讲明白。
And so here in verse 8, the priest will read what Ezra has read in verse 3 again so that the people can understand.
好，所以好像我们在读圣经啊。
Just as when we read the Bible.
这个小学生他也会念啊，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的啊，他一字一字念出来。
And even the elementary school kids can read what is written in the Bible.
但是你问他，他能够明白吗？
But if you ask them, do they understand what they read?
有些时候大人都不能够明白的，何况是小孩。
And sometimes even adults can understand, and not to say the children.
有些时候我对圣经的某一段也不能够明白啊。
And sometimes I may not be able to understand all the verses in the Bible.
虽然我每一个字都认识。
Although I can read every single word.
但是不能够明白自己所念的。
But I can't understand what I've just read.
所以这个是需要神所赏赐悟性啊，理解力。
And so this is what we need, understanding and interpretation from God.
我们看约瑟哈，当时他被卖到埃及以后。
And we see Joseph when he was sold to Egypt.
那其实他刚开始一定是不能够明白埃及话的。
In the beginning, he would not be able to understand Egyptian.
要透过一段时间的学习。
And he may need a period of time to learn.
啊，学习啊，学习，学习了十几年以后。
And after 10 some years of learning.
啊，其实他悟性很强啊，领悟力很强。
And he had a very strong understanding and strong
interpretation skills. 所以他是有这个学习语文的天分呢。
And he had the talent to learn the language.
所以这个人一定是从小就很聪明啊。
And so he was very, very smart from a young age.
所以他是从外来的，他本来是讲希伯来话，但是他到了埃及以后讲埃及话。他后来跟他的弟兄们碰到他弟兄们哈，但是他弟兄们呢不知道跟他讲话的那是约瑟。
And so he grew up speaking Hebrew, but then he learned the language of Egypt. And when his brother came, they did not know that it was Joseph they were speaking to.
因为他是讲的很道地的埃及话。
And because he spoke the language with a native accent.
啊，这个不容易啊。
And this is not easy.
你看，我们有的人啊，像我来的美国已经三十几年了。
For example, I have been in the United States for over 30 years.
我一讲英文，大家都知道这个是中国人。
And when I speak English, then they will know that I'm Chinese.
因为有中国腔啊。
Because I have a Chinese accent.
啊，我们在座年轻的，你一讲中文，大家都知道你是在美国读过书的。
And those who are younger, when they speak Chinese, we could tell that they've lived in the United States.
因为你讲的中文有美国腔。
Because your Chinese may have your American accent.
啊，年纪大了，从外来的，他讲英文有个中国腔，大家都认得。
And those who are more advanced in age, when they speak English, they have a Chinese accent, and everyone can identify this.
啊，但是他约瑟讲的啊，没有破绽，他的弟兄啊都认不出来啊。
But Joseph did not speak with an accent, and his brothers cannot tell.
因为他的悟性、领悟力很强。
And so he had a very strong and very deep understanding.
所以我们每一个人都要需要求神啊，赏赐给我们一个悟性。
And so we need to ask the Lord to give us this understanding.
那神是悟性的来源。
And God is the source of all understanding.
当我们需要悟性、需要理解力的时候，一定是离不开神呢。
And we need this understanding, then we cannot depart from God.
啊，因为他是悟性的来源。
Because He is the source of all understanding.
我们请看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
第十章十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节，神用能力创造天地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。十三节。
Verse 13.
那他一发生，空中便有多水激动，他使云雾从地极上腾，他造电随雨而闪，他从府库中带出风来。那这是。作者啊，对为神的悟性，对神的智慧、聪明一个描写。
And here, the author talks about his understanding of the wisdom of God.
所以神是有智慧、有聪明的人。
And so, God is one with great wisdom.
神有极大的理解力。
And he has great understanding.
那是我们所不能够及的。
And so, it's something that we cannot imagine.
所以他的心思啊，是很深的。
And so, he thinks very deeply.
我们看他造地球。
When we see that when he created the earth,
那他造这些万物啊,
and he created all things,
他要想,
he needs to think,
这些万物是要做什么, 这些万物就是要给人类来享受的,
that what is the function of this certain thing, and how will other people use it?
那动物跟人类要怎么样把它区别出来呢？
And how do we discern between man and animals?
动物啊，一些动物它们是很高大的。
And some of the animals are very big.
假如它们有人的智慧，那我们惨了，我们人就不能够生活，一定输给它们呢。
If they have the wisdom of man, then we will lose to them.
它们力气很大。
They have great strength.
比如说那个猩猩啊，一只猩猩啊，就是300多磅的。
And for example, a gorilla is over 300 pounds.
它随便手一挥啊，我们的肋骨就会断了。
And they could strike us and break our ribs very easily.
所以它力气是很大的。
So they have great strength.
啊，但是呢，神都安排得很好，没有给它像我们人这种智慧。
But God has made great arrangements so that they do not have wisdom like us.
所以它就必须要想啊。
So he needs to think.
想怎么样使人哈能够胜过这些动物。
He needs to think how man can live among the animals.
能够继续生存下来。
That they can continue to survive.
那使人呢也有神的一部分的智慧。
And so that man has part of the wisdom of God.
能够管理万地。
That they can govern all creatures on earth.
所以神的心思啊非常的深远呢。
And so God thinks very deeply.
但当人啊就没办法像神这样的深远。
And so man cannot think as deeply as God.
啊，我们请看。罗马书
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十一章
Romans chapter 11.
十一章33节
Romans 11 verse 33.
33.
Verse 33.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。34.
34.
谁知道主的心，做过他的谋士呢？所以这里说神的心思、啊、神的智慧是我们人、啊、很难去、很难去判定、啊、很难去猜测的。
And it is very difficult for us to understand and know the mind of the Lord.
但是呢，神的、这种悟性、里头、包含着慈爱。
But the understanding of God includes love.
因为很聪明的人他假如没有爱心，那这个是很残忍的一件事情。
Because if a wise person does not have love, then this is a very cruel thing.
那世界上有很多这种很聪明的人。
And there are many wise people in the world.
但是非常的残暴。
But they are very violent.
啊，这个不是我们所需要的。
And this is not something that we need.
所以神的悟性是包含着慈爱、美善。
And so the understanding of God includes goodness and love.
那神能够洞悉，能够查验全人类的思想和行为。
And God can know and examine all the thinking of man.
我们人啊不能够看透一个人的心。
And we cannot understand and see what a person is thinking.
啊，就是夫妻结婚以后啊，先生也不能够看透太太的心呢。
Even after marriage, a husband may not understand what the wife is thinking.
相反的，太太也不能够看透先生的心呢。
And also, the wife will not be able to understand the mind of the husband.
因为我们不是神啊。
Because we are not God.
所以为什么我们说神查验人
？And so, why do we say that God examines man?
然后我们不要自己申冤呢
？And that we don't need to cry out to the Lord.
因为要每个人都要为自己申冤的话。
Because if everyone cries out to the Lord of our
wrongdoings,
and then everyone will be complaining to the Lord.
所以大家呢，就听凭主怒。
And so we can
就是让神去监察，让神去调查。
And we can just leave it up to God to judge.
因为他能够看透人的心思意念，人的动机。
Because he is able to examine the hearts of man.
那神可以选择仔细的检查某一个人或是某一个族群。
And God can choose to examine a certain person or a certain group of people.
啊，对他们特别留心的观察。
And to examine them more carefully.
那神呢知道，自己有什么这个旨意啊是不能够改变的。
And God knows there are some of His will that will not change.
那他知道将来要怎么做。
And He knows what to do in the future.
所以在神里头是没有错误的。
And so within God, there are no mistakes.
因为他的悟性是超过人所能够想象的。
Because his understanding is beyond our imagination.
所以他是悟性的来源。
And so he is the source of all understanding.
那悟性呢，有先天跟后天的培养。
And understanding can be learned or could be inherent.
所以我们当然有些人说我的聪明不及别人。
And so some people may say my understanding is not as good as other people's.
那也可以培养的。
This can be learned or cultivated.
那我们看圣经历史上啊，有些人啊是有很好的悟性理解力。
And we see from the history of the Bible that there are some people with a very deep understanding.
那大卫有很好的悟性，能够明白啊，有关于神指示他们建殿的事情。
And David had great understanding that he was able to understand the instruction of God in building the temple.
啊，当他有心想要为神建殿以后。
And when he had the heart to build the temple for God.
那神就启示他们这个殿的蓝图。
And God revealed to him the blueprint of the temple.
所以他很聪明啊，就能够把它画下来啊。
And so that he was able to draw this all down.
那假设我们要一个很好的悟性啊，这个画不来的。
If you don't have great understanding, you will not be able to complete this drawing.
那不但这个画不来啊，神讲了前面，他讲了后面，他就忘记前面了。
And not only are we not able to draw this, but we may forget what God has said.
因为神不是用这个 face 给他，还是用 text 给他的。
Because God did not text this plan to him.
当时也没有手机啊， then, 也没有这个影印机，也没有什么机器啊。
And they don't have any machinery or cell phones at the time.
所以就纯凭着印象啊，把它记下来。
And so through his own impression and imagery, he is able to record the step.
所以这个必须要很好的悟性。才能够做得来。
And you must have great understanding in order to do this.
那大卫他能够明白神的指示。
And so David was able to understand the instruction from God.
那神不让大卫来建圣殿呢？
But God did not allow David to build the temple.
啊，让他儿子所罗门来建圣殿。
He let his son Solomon to build the temple.
但是大卫他有个蓝图。
But David had this blueprint.
啊，到现在呢，他的儿子就必须要执行呢。
And so now his son must execute it.
所以他的儿子所罗门也有很好的悟性啊。
And so his son Solomon also had great understanding.
啊，才能够按照圣殿的蓝图来建造。
And so that he was able to follow this plan and build the temple.
有的时候我去看那些工人的这个蓝图啊，他们在建造房子啊，他们也是看蓝图啊。
And if you go look at a construction worker and look at the blueprints.
我去翻一翻。
And you flip through the blueprints.
老实说，我是看不懂的。
And to be honest, I will not be able to understand what's on it.
但是那些工人，他看得懂啊。
But the construction workers are able to understand.
所以他也是有个很好的悟性啊。
And so they also have great understanding.
能够看得懂蓝图。
That they're able to understand this blueprint.
能够知道怎么去完成啊圣殿的建造工作。
And that they know how to complete the construction of the temple.
啊，能够很有效率的应用人力。
And that they are able to utilize the labor very efficiently.
能够很有效率的跟别人来配合，跟其他的国家来配合。
And that they are able to coordinate with other countries and nations to do this.
所以建造圣殿不是只是以色列人出钱出力呀。
And when they're building a temple, it wasn't just the Israelites who labored.
其他邻近国家也要出钱出力的。
The neighboring nations also labored and gave their wealth.
但是他知道怎么样去动员其他国家的人力物力。
But he knows how to go and mobilize the resources from the countries.
这个也是要有个很好的领悟力呀。
This also requires great understanding.
那看大卫啊，再回来大卫。
And we come back to David.
那大卫他的观察力很强。
And David's skill of examination is very strong.
那这个观察力呢？这观察力就是要平常的培养。
And he needs to cultivate the skill of observation.
啊，他也很聪明啊。
And he's also very, very wise.
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12,
十八节。
Chapter 12 verse 18.
撒母耳记下十二章十八节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 18.
到了第七日，孩子死了。大卫的臣仆啊，不管告诉他孩子已经死了，因他们说孩子还活着的时候，我们劝他，他尚且不肯听我们的话。若告诉他孩子死了，岂不更加忧伤吗？十九节。
Verse 19.
那大卫见臣仆彼此低声说话，就知道孩子死了，不用再问了。看到他们家低声说话，所以他的观察领悟力很强啊。
And so he saw that they were whispering, so he did not ask. He was very, very observant.
也就是说他很精明。
And that is, he is very meticulous.
我们有些人说他有眼神。
And we know we could say that he He's very sharp and his eyesight is very sharp.
So 为什么雅各比较喜欢拿鞋，不喜欢利亚？
And why is it that Jacob liked Rachel more than Leah?
因为啊，拿贼啊有眼神啊。
And because Rachel has more life in her eyes.
拿贼的领悟力啊比较强。
And Rachel had greater understanding.
所以雅各跟拿贼大概也比较谈得来啊。
And so Jacob was maybe more able to converse with Rachel.
因为能够对上话。
Because they are able to talk.
啊，对上话以后，两个人谈的话就很愉快啊。
And they are able to talk, then they will find joy.
因为他知道雅各想要说什么。
And because she would know what Jacob wants.
他也可以可能也可以看透雅各的动机啊。
And she could also see the motives of Jacob.
但是拉结呢就没有眼神啊。拉结就没有眼，不知道这个利亚没有眼神。
And this Belea, her eyes were weak.
啊，我们台湾说是查查了。就反应能力比较差。
And so she was perhaps slower to react.
啊，但是她可能也有在注意听啊。
But she may still be listening attentively.
但是她的反应就不是那么快。
But her reaction may not be as fast.
啊，大卫啊，他反应很快。
And David had very very fast reaction.
他看到这个臣仆们在低声说话。
When he saw that his servants were whispering.
他也不用问他们呢。
He did not need to ask.
他观察了以后，马上知道，哎，孩子已经死了。
And through his observation, he knew that the child was dead.
所以他的观察能力很强。
And so he was very observant.
那我的观察能力不强啊。
And I am not very observant.
有的时候我听有些同工啊说他看这个教会的问题，哎，他看得很透彻。
And some of my coworkers may say that a certain church has certain problems.
那他观察到啊，比如说有一对男女，这个弟兄跟姐妹，哎。这个弟兄跟姐妹啊，他们好像在交往啊。
And they may say that there's some brother and sister, maybe having a relationship.
啊，我看了老半天看不出来呀。
But when I look at it, I cannot tell.
但是人家有的人都看出来，哎，他们两个人在交往。
But some people may be able to observe that they are in a relationship.
啊，这个是领悟力强的人呢。
And so these are people with a stronger understanding.
所以大卫他领悟力很强。
And so David had very strong understanding.
那我们看。西南的工人呢，就是帮助所罗门王建造圣殿啊。
And we see the workers who help King Solomon to build the temple.
那这些人呢，他们领悟力也是很强啊。
They also have a very strong understanding.
他们呢，能够举一反三。
They are able to observe and argue with them.
啊，他们精于雕刻哈，能够想出各样的巧工。
And in their carvings, they are able to do all kinds of handiwork.
我们看那个艺术家哈，那不容易啊。
We see the artists, it's not easy to be artists.
看他们手这样子挥挥挥这样子，啊，好像是这样，这边一点，这边一点这样子，不是啊，他们都是有设计、有技巧的。
You may see that they may just be swinging their arms around, but they have a plan in their head.
啊，他们有些时候去参观别人的画展。
And when they go and look at the art exhibition of other people.
哇，他们回来以后就这个技巧啊、技术啊更进步。
And after they come back, they will have improved their skills.
因为他们能够举一反三。
And because they are able to look at one thing and be able to interpret it.
领悟力很强。
And have great understanding of it.
所以我们有些学生在读书，这领悟力还是很强的。
And so some of the students, they also have a very strong understanding.
他能够举一反三呢。
That they're able to see one thing and make interpretations.
但是有的人领悟不强的人，就举一反一啊，都不行了，都已经没办法这个。那个本身呢、啊、就不能够解决，还何况要反三，这个没有办法。
But some people may not have a strong understanding, they may not be able to make interpretation of what they have read.
那大卫的诗班呢？啊，那些诗班的成员也是很有领悟力的。
And the choir of David also had great understanding.
啊，大卫派他们、啊、在圣殿里头服侍神呐、啊，赞美神呐、啊，敲击各样的乐器。
And he asked these people to praise the Lord and play all kinds of instruments within the temple of God.
啊，这个也是要有领悟力。
And this also requires great understanding.
啊，比如说我们在吹某一种乐器啊。
For example, when we're playing certain instruments.
好像最近大家有些人在练竹笛。
And some people may be playing the flute, the recorder.
那这种笛子呢？哎，简单是简单，但是这个有的人呢，做就是很，好像是很难学。
And the recorder may seem very simple, but it's very difficult to learn.
但是有人哎，好像摸一摸哎，他就会了。
But some people may be able to learn it very quickly.
啊，我是属于这种比较难学的人。
And I belong to those who find it difficult to learn.
那难学没关系啊，就是要多花时间。
And it's okay if it's difficult to learn.
We just need to spend more time. 因为这个也可以经过后天的培养啊。
And because this can be cultivated.
有人是先天的，就非常的熟悉，他先天就比较聪明。
And some people are naturally gifted.
领悟力强。
That they have a strong understanding.
那领悟力不强的人就是要勤于学习。
And those who do not have the great understanding of certain things, then they need to cultivate and learn more.
那我们看推罗王啊，推罗王也是领悟力很强啊，他能够投资，他怎么知道投资怎么啊，知道怎么赚钱？推罗王，
King Tyre also is very very wise, and he knows how to invest his wealth.
哦，好像我们今天有的人呢，知道怎么投资啊。
And for example, some of us know how to invest.
啊，他有这种领悟力啊。
That they have this understanding.
他知道哎，什么股票要上扬的。
And they know the which stock is about to rise.
哎啊，什么股票下跌的。
And which stock is about to fall.
因为他有这种 sense， 他这种领悟力啊。
Because they have this sense.
所以他的投资就赚了很多钱呢。
And so they can make a lot of money in their investments.
那没有领悟力的话啊，就尽量少碰啊。
And if you don't have this understanding, then we should avoid it.
那投资不好的话，就要变成亏本。
And if you don't make good investments, then you will lose your money.
所以我们要了解自己的极限。
And so we need to know our own limits.
啊，这种也是一种领悟力。
And this is also an understanding.
啊，只要是自己的缺点，自己没有这种判断能力啊，还要硬着去投资的话，这个呢就要变成愚蠢，这个也是没有领悟力。
And if you don't know your own limits and you want to continue to pursue this, then you become ignorant.
了解自己的极限也是另类的领悟力啊。
And if you know your own limits, this is also a form of understanding.
当然推罗王啊，推罗王他虽然赚了很多的钱。
And although King Tyre was very wealthy,
他领悟力是超强的。
And he had great understanding.
但是他骄傲。
But he was proud.
这个骄傲在神眼中看起来也是不喜欢的。
And pride is something that God that is displeasing to God.
那亚述王他也有很好的领悟力。
And King Xerxes also had great understanding.
他精通兵法，能够打胜仗。
And he had great military skills and was able to be victorious.
啊，把他的国家建立得很强盛。
And he was able to build a very strong nation.
但是呢，他没有一个怜悯的心肠。
But he did not have a heart of mercy.
哦，他对待这些被征服的国家的人民呢，非常的残忍。
And he was very violent towards those who he has conquered.
啊，没有一个怜悯的心肠。
And he did not have a heart of mercy.
所以我们以上所谈的这一些哈。
And so the examples we have just mentioned.
虽然有的人领悟力非常强。
So although some people may have strong understanding.
啊，能够做一个很好的判断。
And they may be able to make good judgments.
啊，能够学习。
That they are able to learn.
很快的就学懂了。
That they are able to learn very quickly.
但是这些都是一个短暂的啊。
But this is all temporary.
啊，这是属于世界上短暂的好处。
And this is all temporary benefits of this world.
啊，属世的智慧啊，有些时候是会带来竞争苦读的。
And the worldly wisdom sometimes will bring competition and pain.
因为只要是没有在配合神所给的智慧。
Because if we do not complement it with the wisdom of God.
因为神的智慧是包括良善。
And because God's wisdom also includes mercy.
所以神不会主动去害人啊。
And so God will not go and try to take advantage
of others. 不会利用他的智慧去对付人。
And he will not use his wisdom against other people.
啊，圣经说啊，神的意念都是善的。
And the Bible said the will of God are all good.
啊，都是赏赐给我们平安的意念。
And it is the will to give us peace.
啊，虽然我们眼前看起来好像是灾难呢。
And so what we see it may be suffering.
那其实这个灾难过去以后，就是换来神的祝福啊。
But in reality, after the suffering, it will bring the blessing of God.
啊，唯有经过灾难的祝福啊，我们才能够珍惜神的祝福。
Only the blessing we receive after suffering are those that we treasure.
所以到后来，神的意念还是好的啊。
And so the will of God in the end is still good.
啊，但是属世的智慧就不一样啊。
But the worldly wisdom is different.
属世的智慧就是没有神的慈悲怜悯。
And the worldly wisdom do not have the mercy and the goodness of God.
就产生竞争啊，就把对方啊就踹下去啊，把对方都推倒啊。
And there's often competition to overcome other people.
把对方踩在地上，他才能够往上爬。
And we can only step on other people in order to elevate ourselves.
啊，这个是属世的悟性领悟力啊。
And these are the worldly wisdom and understanding.
这种智慧不是从天上来的。
And this wisdom does not come from the heavens.
啊，虽然有一些好处啊。
And there may be some benefits to this.
啊，我们也不能够否认它。
And we cannot deny them.
但是我们下午来谈啊，追求属灵的悟性。
But in the afternoon, we'll talk about how to pursue spiritual wisdom.
那追求属灵悟性还能够包括现今的好处。
And to pursue spiritual understanding will also include the benefits for today.
那属世的悟性虽然是很好。
Although the wisdom of the world is good,
很会读书啊。
And we may be good at studies.
啊，办事的能力很强啊。
That we may have very good skills in our jobs.
但是这只是一个短暂的。
But these are all temporary.
所以我们下午再来继续谈啊属灵的悟性。
And so in the afternoon, we'll continue to talk about spiritual understanding.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
24首。
Sing hymn 24.